Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to episode 55 of Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. I'm Matt Halloran for Kirk Lowe. We have a very, very special guest today, which is Brian Muir. Now, Brian is a digital content marketing expert, and he works for a company called AdvisorStream, which we're going to get to learn about a little bit more here in just a few minutes. The importance of this podcast today is for all of our listeners to understand much more clearly the power of good digital content. Okay, so Brian, why don't you give us a little bit of a history on digital marketing and digital content and really how you came to delivering the AdvisorStream product to financial advisors?
Well, thank you, Matt. Yeah, it's been an interesting evolution with the world of digital content marketing. A lot of advisors have come to realize that the digital platform is now where a lot of clients and prospects are living their lives, and they're in that medium. And we at AdvisorStream figured out pretty early on that content in that digital content marketing platform was the very difficult part of the piece of the puzzle for those advisors to find. So we built a tool that sourced third-party content while allowing your own custom content. And then through that tool, we can actually deliver it through email, newsletter, and social media and website posting. So it allows those advisors now to be active on a digital marketing space where in the past it was very difficult for them to do. And we have now mastered that piece and we're very proud of what we provide as a product at AdvisorStream.
So, Brian, I have asked, so you're probably the second or third, or actually maybe even the third or the fourth person who has come on the podcast and talked about the importance of digital content, because this is something that Kirk and I and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing believes very strongly that advisors need to basically get on this train. It really has left the building, left the station, but there's still some extra cars to get on. When it comes to third-party information, which I definitely want to dive in deeper, we're going to dive into that in just a minute, versus custom content, do you have a percentage or a ratio or a balance of what you think should be organically created versus created by others?
Just for advisors to know, it's very difficult because it's the type of business that you run, but we stress that it's very important that you put your own personal content in there. But what we have found at AdvisorStream when building this tool and about 5 years ago when Kevin Mulhern, our CEO, was figuring out how to actually build this and why you should build it, he noticed that third-party content was open kind of 8-to-1 versus kind of brand content or bank or broker-dealer content. And that being said, when you partner that third-party content with your own custom content, it backs your message. It's kind of like, it's like when you sit there and you could tell someone, hey, I want you to buy this product. Well, yes, it's very important they understand that you're an advisor and that you're giving them their best advice. But when you can provide an article that's either the New York Times or Forbes or CNN and it stresses how important a 401k is and how you should be contributing to that, it speaks volumes because it's opened 8 times or 9 times to 1 and it's a third-party source basically validating what you're saying. And we found that at AdvisorStream that when you provide that third-party content back with a message, a lot of advisors will use that and say, listen, here's how important a 401k is, but then you back that with third-party content, the results are drastically higher for open rates and shares and basic just response rates.
So we refer to that as social proof, and we also refer to that as borrowed credibility. You know, when you're saying something in line with something that the journal says, it makes you look very intelligent. It makes you look very well-read and well-researched, right, which is very important these days to make sure that our clients and our prospects know that we are doing whatever we possibly can to stay abreast of the latest and greatest stuff. I love that. What we have also found, Brian, I want to see if you agree with this, is when they do post something that isn't necessarily financial services related, so let's say they post something about a charity event that they went to or something that's a, you know, a family picture, especially on something like Facebook, do you see after a post like that, a personal post about who the advisor is as a human, do you see more clicks surrounding that information?
It's actually great that you brought that up, Matt, and we noticed that, you know, with lifestyle content – we stress with our customer success department, we have customer success people that will follow up with people that are using it, our service. And what we stress is that you have to live in the life of a client, right? You want to know that you understand them. You understand what they're going through. And when you post content like that, like you said, that lifestyle or that kind of non-financial content, it has phenomenal open rates. But what we really notice is the share rates go through the roof. Some of our articles that we've put in our newsletters, whether it's the kind of the top seven hacks for the iPhone 7 or whatever that may be, we find that those are the ones that get the most shares because you're actually living in that life, right? You're like, all your clients have that iPhone 7 and they're like, wow, my advisor has this. And then this is a really cool article. And then it ends up getting shared and it bounces from social media to your website. And then it gets shared via an email. And on our platform, we have a lead generation platform where when you get shares, you capture those leads. And we found that our lifestyle content is really what drives that side of the platform.
Let's talk about frequency. And so thank you for that. It's one of those things, Brian, I'm sure that you experience this too. It's nice to know that I'm not crazy and that we're not crazy, that there are other experts in the field who agree that lifestyle content is vital. It just rounds out who you are as a financial services professional. I'm going to make the assumption that you are good at what you do generally, but I kind of want to know who you are as a human being. And if you're a huge, avid, we've got a client right now who has done 3 Ironman. And so that's a huge component of who he is and how he wants to connect with people. And when we start putting that information out, all of the sudden, he's the Iron Man financial advisor. And all of the sudden, anybody who does an Iron Man probably wants to work with him because, one, he's finished 3 times. And number 2, he's actually done it competitively. Now, let's talk about frequency, because I get pushback. We as a company, and actually we as a digital content marketing platform, we do it obviously very differently than you do, because we do it through podcasting, right? But we're still creating digital content. What is the frequency that you have found that gets the biggest bang for the buck? And when I say frequency for our listeners, I'm talking about frequency of posting per day.
Yeah. So you had just mentioned the Ironman thing. I want to go back to it because it takes me back to a place that was somewhat of one of our greatest success stories at AdvisorStream. And we had an individual that started on the platform in the very beginning, and he was an Ironman. And he was a financial advisor. And what he did was he took one of our articles. He found an article on our platform. It was called Why Iron Men and Women Make Great CEOs. Not a financial related article, but kind of a lifestyle, just about talking about the Iron Men and Women. And he posted it to a LinkedIn group of around 10,000 people. Well, that article generated around 50 leads for him. It was a phenomenal success because he basically was telling everyone, I understand what all you guys are going through. I'm one of you. Yep. He's built his business, his practice in that space, in that Iron Men and Women space, and he's doing phenomenally well. And we use him as a success story in our platform. Now, just to answer the second part of that, I apologize for going off on a tangent. The frequency side of things. This is something where we often want to give the advisor the power here, but we have suggestions. Now, the suggestions are the type of content that you're sharing determines the type of frequency that you want to post at and where you share that content. Now, if you're putting it to your website, you don't want to be posting stuff every single day and continually doing it. You want to give people time to actually consume the content and read it. We stress that maybe once or twice a week you're adding new articles to your website so that it creates a dynamic nature to your website. And on social media side of things, now the frequency of the lifestyle content we think is a little more. Mm-hmm. And then the financial content where you actually have kind of a meat and potatoes type article, which is explaining something or backing some type of financial either instrument or whatever it may be or type of investment. We want to keep you active because what we believe at AdvisorStream, and we kind of know this to be true, is that inbound side, which is social media, where people come to you, you can't go to them. You just basically post the content and they come to your site to see it. We tell the advisors, if you're not there when they come and they don't see something new, they're going to leave and they're going to go somewhere else. That's the inherent truth about kind of the digital world and the digital space. People are looking for that content. So we always stress that you have to have new and relevant and current content in your social media feeds for when people do come, there's something that they want to ingest or something they want to consume. Whether it be some advisors go maybe 3 times a week or 4 times a week to post, and some people post every single day. And we allow the advisors the ability in our tool to set that frequency in an automated platform where they can actually post every day if they'd like, or they can just simply pick it, say, 3-4 times a week, not 7 days a week. And then the times of the day are very important as well, because there's certain times where the content will be better received by people.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk more about the tool of Advisor Stream specifically. Just break this down. You used a word that, of course, from a marketing perspective and a sales perspective, as you are the head of sales for Advisor Stream, if I hear the word lead, I'm obviously going to perk up even more, because Brian, there's been a lot of people who have offered leads, but they stink, or they're not the right lead. Yeah. Help us with how your product and your service, Advisor Stream, can help use digital content marketing to bring in the right kind of people.
Well, thank you. What advisors often do is they build their practice around a type of ideal client. And if you don't know your ideal client as an advisor, you're going to be struggling, because you want that type of person or that type of family to be a client of yours. So after you've built your business, I often sit and ask advisors, I say, you know, how did you build your business? And they often say, well, referrals. They went out and they banged the pavement for a while, and then they get a bunch of referrals. And then what often happens with those advisors is that referral source kind of tapers off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your top 5 or 10 clients that'll refer you a bunch of business. But then after a couple of years, you basically plateau. And what we do at Advisor Stream on a digital space, we akin to a digital referral, is once you start sharing that content with your network, your clients, your prospects, what they inherently do is they associate people that are like them, very similar. So you're already going to be sharing content with your clients, but then they are going to share content with the people that are exactly like them in their network. Now, you've already exposed yourself to the top 10%, which are those clients that are doing the digital or doing the kind of phone referral or the introduction. Now we go and leverage the bottom 90% with this content marketing. So now these people that you share this content with, when you share a great article about an iPhone 7 or the iPhone 10 that's coming out, whatever that may be, they go and share that with someone that they were talking to at a party about that phone. They say, oh, my advisor sent me this great article. And what's unique about our platform is the way we have a branded landing page. When they share that article, what ends up happening is it's your face, your brand. Your profile is the only thing that's on that article associated. You talk about the borrowed credibility, mm-hmm. You know, whether that's a Forbes article, that person that gets that shared with them will see your face, and you're not the one that's doing it.
Okay.
Our open rates are phenomenal because it's coming from a trusted source, which is their friend, their colleague, their associate. So that being said, that's the way we generate on the digital referral side. When you share great content, your clients and prospects will then end up inherently sharing that content, mm-hmm. posting that content to social media, and then what we do is we capture those names for you, and now you're given a name in that network. And to be honest with you, not all leads are perfect. We know
that.
Well,
sure.
But as an advisor, you need to go and do your due diligence. We give you the ability to search on the internet. We grab a dossier of the person. We search all the open databases, and then we give you a little snapshot of what that person's about from their digital profile, and that gives you a starting point to start that conversation.
Okay, I need to rewind just a little bit, because you used Forbes as an example, and I had used Wall Street Journal as an example. You had also used Times as the example. This has got to be insanely expensive for me as an advisor, because I have to get subscriptions to all of these different programs. I mean, the Journal's not cheap, man, and either is, you know, the Times or Forbes. How are you taking their information and turning it into this unique landing page? How are you getting around copyright and stuff?
So that's a great question, Matt. And this is something that I came into the company after Kevin had solidified the deals, but through Kevin's research, he was with another company, and he noticed through onboarding advisors and taking them into this new platform that the marketing side of the business was this constant outflow of money, and you didn't understand what you were actually getting for an ROI coming back on the investment that you put into marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he said, let's take some of these newsletters, and he went to the New York Times and he went to the Wall Street Journal and said, listen, can I have your content for a little bit? I'll give you all the information. And what he did was he figured out that, like I said earlier, 8 to 9 times to 1, the third party was open. That being said, now what we went and did was Kevin solidified these deals with these publishers so that we pay the licensing fee so that the advisors now can now piggyback on us. It's completely in our terms of use. We allow this. We told the Times. We told everyone when we do this, this is what we're going to do. But we pay the licensing fees for you. And now we all know how publications pay the bills. It's advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they pay them. And I stress this to a lot of advisors when I speak to them. When you share an article on the internet, you don't know what advertisement is going to be attached to that, because the cookies that are associated with that person's computer are going to be what drives that advertisement that comes up. They know it's a financial article, or they know it's from the New York Times, so it's probably going to be finance related. Well, there could be a TD Ameritrade. There
right.
could be a Scott trade. There
yep.
could be all sorts of Schwab articles. And what we do at AdvisorStream is we can strip that all down. We brand you with Forbes, you with the New York Times. Your profile and your branding is the only thing that's evident there. There's no calls to action. There will never be a paywall because we pay those licensing fees. And then we allow you to use that content.
Holy crimoli. I'm sorry, I don't really know what else to say. I mean, that's
well, you know, it's something that a lot of advisors tend to just go to the internet and use content, and then when we show them, actually, they fail to realize what it actually looks like in the client experience.
Absolutely.
And it's really what we stress is that client experience. You always want that client to have a great experience. Your branding is very important. And when with our controlled branded landing page, as we call that, which is the advisor's page of any piece of content that goes out, wherever that is shared, if one of your friends or one of my friends puts it on Facebook and then one of your friends again shares it on LinkedIn, it's always my profile, Matt, that will be associated with that article. I will be deemed the thought leader that was the one that took that article and created a conversation on LinkedIn or created a discussion on Facebook. Everyone will see that. And a lot of advisors, I had an individual advisor call me actually and say he posted an article about disability insurance on Facebook. He had a friend of a client that was on their Facebook, noticed the article. She called him and said, listen, I'm a surrogate mother. I noticed your article on Facebook. I need some insurance for this. I'm a little nervous. And he landed an insurance policy from an article that was shared on Facebook.
Wow.
And she only knew that because of his profile that was mm-hmm. associated with that.
Wow.
And it's difficult to do that unless you pay the licensing fees. And advisors often, they're taking content from the internet, which is illegal to build a business if you don't pay the licensing fees. We just allow you to become copyright compliant, and we have a really great compliance workflow for any advisors that have a compliance system that's behind them that they need to follow as well.
Well, I love... Being able to protect a person's brand is so vital and so important. And I have always been concerned when my advisors would share stuff from Forbes, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, because of exactly the concerns that you just brought up, Brian, which would be when my client opens it up, then there is a Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, TD, Scott Trade, do it yourself. You don't need an advisor or advertisement
yep.
that's right there, which really defeats the purpose of me bringing this thought leadership. Wow, that's super, super, super powerful. If people want to learn more, what is the best way for people to find out, not just about the, because actually I'm going to back up. So here's the thing. If you all connect with Brian, so it's B-R-Y-A-N-M-U-I-R, correct? I spelled that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Find him on LinkedIn, okay, and connect and follow Advisor Stream on LinkedIn, because they're sharing all sorts of really cool stuff about digital content marketing. So it's not just about AdvisorStream, which they, here it is, everybody, the proof's in the pudding. They know what they're doing for you. They do it for themselves, which is how they're helping to grow their own very, very successful business. So please, please connect with everybody. But outside of that, Brian, what's the best way for people to find out a little bit more?
AdvisorStream.com,
okay.
www.advisorstream.com, and you can go and actually see it. There's some videos on there, and you can request a demo, a very simple 20-minute demo to run through the platform. We can have one of our salespeople connect with you. They'll schedule it. You can go on there and book it on a Calendly, find your best time. We'll connect back with you and run you through a very quick demo. A picture is worth 1,000 words, mm-hmm. they say. And that little video that we can do for you, I think will open your eyes and you can actually see in the world of digital content marketing what we do.
I think it's fantastic. I'm so glad that more and more people are getting technology in line with the thought leadership and the overall philosophy of what digital content marketing is. It, as you know, has been so overwhelming for financial advisors for so long because they don't know how to execute. And as we say at Top Advisor Marketing all the time, why are you doing it? Right. I mean, is this really the highest and best use of your time, Brian? I was a practice management and financial services coach for so many years, and time is the biggest commodity any advisor has. And if you can streamline the process of making sure you're sharing high quality, highly applicable, trackable, and brand protected material, which is what I'm hearing that you do at Advisor Stream. Oh, my goodness gracious. Every single solitary person listening to this podcast needs to use you and then have the opportunity to partner it or couple it with your own personal content creation, which you did say can still be facilitated through your site. So, for instance, you know, we do podcasting for financial advisors. So let's say we do a podcast. You know, you're the financial advisor, Brian. You and I do a really great podcast. And we'll just use disability insurance because it's not a very sexy topic. But we get a podcast done. Now, am I able to plug that podcast, that URL, that RSS feed or whatever from iTunes or from Stitcher, Podbean, whatever, through you so that you can still get this stuff tracked? Because you have that back, kind of that backdoor algorithm, don't you?
Yeah. So we our reporting's the reporting metrics on things. We can tell you a lot of the opens. We can tell you when someone opts in on social media, but on the email and newsletter side, we can tell you who's read and shared or who's even gone and viewed the individual articles in newsletters. We can tell you all that information. We'll give you your open rate. We'll give you your delivery rate. We'll give you your CTR, your click-through rate, all that. And this is very important. I mean, you know, building a brand is very important, and you want to understand what's going on when you spend these marketing dollars. And we also, you know, we're proud of the fact that we can give you the metrics behind all that so that you actually can say, this is what I'm doing here. And we have a lot of advisors that are kind of raving about the success. We know the industry average is, you know, for a financial services newsletter is around 1.9% click-through rate.
Yep.
Ours is around kind of 8 to 10% on average. But we have advisors that, I mean, you know, when an advisor has $1.5 million of your money, you're going to be paying attention. And some of our advisors have like a 30 to 40 to 50% click-through rate, which is astonishingly high. So, that being said, those metrics are very important.
The opening of the first book that I wrote, the Social Media Handbook for Financial Advisors, it says you have to communicate to your clients and prospects in the medium in which they want to be communicated to while they're there, which is the other component of this Advisor Stream idea, because they're hitting the four major ways that people want digital content. So that's the newsletter, email, social, and website. Now, this doesn't mean you don't have to pick up the phone, and it doesn't mean that, you know, this does all of the work for you, but it sure seems to me like there's a great kickoff here. You've received the ball and you're about at the 40-yard line before you're ever needing to pick up the phone.
Well, you talk about picking up the phone, and I'm gonna kind of go back again on another success story of an individual that we had. One of our users, very young advisor, building his business, said, "I love this. I want to use this. The omni-channel." You talked about the omni-channel nature. We do have all those channels. Well, this individual, we provide a suggested newsletter every week, which is kind of the most open, read, and shared content, and then we have a theme that it goes around. So he ended up sharing that, and 2 weeks in a row, we had something about life insurance in there. And he called me up and he said, "I kind of want to look at the metrics and the reporting." So we went and did that. And I said, "Well, look at this client. This client has read two articles about life insurance and one about an annuity."
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I said, "What do you think you should do here?" And he said, "Well, I don't know. Should I send him an email?" And I said, "If it was me, I'd pick up the phone."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You now have a talking point. You've been licensed in, you can tell him you've been licensed for 4 or 5 years as a life insurance agent. You're familiar with this in this business." He called that individual and had a conversation and said, "Listen, I understand you've read these two articles. Do you have any questions regarding anything, maybe a policy? I would love to sit down and have a coffee with you. He did. They sat down And the individual said, you know what? I'm so glad you ended up calling me and booking this because I wanted to call you. I've been putting it off. My daughter just had a baby. She needs life insurance. He landed a policy there. And then his wife also had a policy with a teachers union. And they went through the math and they figured out that Eric, this agent, could give twice the coverage at two-thirds the cost.
Hmm.
So he landed two life insurance. He calls me back and I've never heard this young agent. It was phenomenal because he was so happy. He had landed these two things and got a great big commission check and was just like, this is great. I love it. And I said, well, now you know how to leverage this. You're leveraging the power advisor stream.
And with that, Brian, thank you very much for your thought leadership today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And so today was episode number 55, Digital Content Marketing, with our expert, Brian Muir, the head of sales at Advisor Stream. For Kirk Lowe, this is Matt Hallern and Top Advisor Marketing Podcasts. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.